Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on Japan Top
10. Hello, welcome everyone. This is your host TassieAnd
your host, Miyabi.
Welcome, and this is our first episode together. Is that right, Miyabi?
Yes. Yeah, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. This is your second episode, I believe, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
How's J-Top 10 treating you so far?
People are so really nice, and I'm still... nervous. Like, I'm trying to learn a lot about music and how to comment on the songs.
Well, no worries. We're gonna be talking a lot together. So, listeners, buckle up on this maybe crazy car ride of our ramblings. But welcome to the episode. And without further ado, let's get Miyabi to do our first announcements for today.
Do you want to join our team? We are looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producer, and on-air hosts to join our podcast. Join the biggest and best Japan music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for the detail.
Yeah, come on in, you guys, if you are interested in joining our team.I got into the podcast from the announcements as well, so I hope you guys join our team. We have a lot of available positions ready for you. Anyways, without further ado, let's start our first song of the countdown. Staying at number 10 from our last countdown is Hitamuki, Single Minded by Super Beaver.
Number 10.結局
生懸命一生懸命にただ一歩でも一歩明日へ繰り返す信じることが大前提ならばこれまでもこれからもひたむきに何度も心を叫んで涙拭ってくれもう一歩あと一歩間に合え繰り返す下向きさが希望をつないでく今ずっと意志そのものいつだってよ言い訳のそのための決意じゃなかったろう
Now you've heard Hitamuki, Single-Minded Super Beaver. Super Beaver is a Japanese rock band formed in 2005 consisting of Kenta Uesugi as a bassist, a vocalist Ryuta Shibuya, a guitarist and composer Ryota Yanagisawa, and drum Hiroaki Fujiwara.
The group's best known songs include Chinkokyu, an ending theme for Naruto Shippuden, and Dashisa, the opening theme for the anime Barakamon. What do you think about Hitamuki so far?
It was a pretty nice song, and I took I looked at the band Super Beaver and I found out they also sing this same song of the movie live action version of Tokyo Revengers 2. Yeah, that this version of movie is quite a hit in Japan.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not a super fan of Super Beaver, but I feel like this song is quite similar to their other songs. I don't know if you agree with me with it, but as suggested, this song is a very anime-like song. Don't you think? Like very shonen.
Yeah. It's just pretty like typical any song for this kind of anime. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but either way, I think if I listen to this song a little bit more, it will grow on to me. But for now, to be honest to our viewers, I just listened to this maybe 2 minutes ago. But so far, it's a good song, I think.
Yeah, I think it may be a good chance for me to know this band as well.
Mm.
Here's our new song in the ninth place in our rank, Blue Moon by Niju.
Number 9.
Colorful.
NiziU is a Japanese girl group formed by JYP Entertainment and Sony Music Entertainment Japan through the reality survival program Nizi Project in 2020. And they debuted around December 2nd of the year 2020 with the release of their debut single Step and A Step.
The group is composed of 9 girls: Mako, Rio, Maya, Riku, Ayaka, Mayuka, Rima, Mihi, and Nina.
Blue Moon is the first ballad single that NiziU has ever released. Ah, I love this song. It's I really like the girls from NiziU, and I don't know if you agree with me, Miyabi, but doesn't this song kind of remind you of like early 2000s R&B J-pop music?
Yeah, I feel like that as well, and I have heard like previous singles from NiziU too, so yeah, I pretty like their songs.
Yeah, I think they're very talented. As you know, for those who don't know, JYP also produces songs, or is the record label for the hit girl group of TWICE in Korea, and also the other hit girl group called ITZY. And do you follow NiziU's songs in general or not?
Yeah, I do, like in general, because I usually will check the music TV program from like Japanese television, so mm-hmm. Yeah, I like they are often on the stage.
You know, I think in the beginning with their music, it was very K-pop like, I would say. But yeah. I think recently their direction sounds a little bit more J-pop. Like it still has a bit like the Korean pop undertones to it, but it sounds a lot more J-pop in my opinion lately.
yeah totally, because J-pop is quite a hit in Japan as well, and NiziU, I mean they were formed by JYP and Sony, so they definitely would have a J-pop style songs. But yeah, but I think all their members are Japanese, so they may use like songs composed like in more Japanese style. And I was actually surprised when I heard that it was formed by JYP.
Oh.
Like with only Japanese girls.
I watched the television show that they were competing in, and the reason why I think they're very similar to Twice is because Twice girls also were in a television competition show for joining into a music label as well. So it really reminds me of their origin story with Twice. But yeah, I think they're a really cute group and they're very young as well, so I'm very excited to see what their group is going to become later down the line.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, without further ado, let's move on to our number 8 song of our countdown. New on our list is Ring You Love by Macaroni and Pizza.
Number 8.
Now you've heard Ring You Love by Macaroni and Pizza. Macaroni and Pizza is a four-member rock band out of Kanagawa that formed in 2012.
All the members of the band went to and met at Senzoku Gakuin College of Music.
Current members are Hattori as vocalist and guitarist Tanabe Yoshiaki, bassist Takano Kenya, and keyboardist Hasegawa Daiki.
I like this song. But then again, I like this type of like genre of music. It's like very chill, but also quite quirky at the same time, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I like this song as well, and I looked it up and I found out it's the same song of a drama, Why Didn't Tell You a Million Times, starred by Takeru Sato and Mao Inoue and Kenichi Matsuyama.
Yeah, they, I think Macaroni and Pizza, from what I remember, they've been in the industry for quite some time, but it's been a quite a hot minute, I think, that they have appeared in our J Top 10 charts. So it's nice to see them again.
Yeah, it's my first time like hearing this band, and I'm pretty curious why they name themselves as Macaroni and Pizza, because macaroni is like pasta and MPC is like pencil. Like, why they find these two names together?
Let's find out right now. MPC. Okay, so according to Framu Media, the origin of their name comes from the hollow and non-existent macaroni and the pencils that create existence from nothing. So it means that they want to take something that doesn't exist and make it meaningful by themselves. So that's why they have a really weird name.
Yeah, I think their idea is pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think that a lot of like Japanese artists, they have very interesting names. Like, for example, I don't know if you know this, but I really love Japanese idol groups. So like Morning Musume, which is also like Morning Daughter. So they have like a lot of very interesting names, right?
Yeah, totally. Like so many interesting names. Without further ado, let's have this new song on our 7th place. Mabuta means Eyelid by Bondi.
Number 7.
Ruse ne shimo ga tsukimi
が
目を閉じ合うことで少しずつ分かるようになるかもに背を向け合うもので確かめ合い生きてる僕ら目を閉じ合うことでゼロにせずに疲れないで済むかもに背で受け合う
Bondi is a Japanese musician who started his career in 2019 by independently uploading online before breaking out later in the year with the song Tokyo Flash.
He released his debut album Strobo in May 2020, which peaked at number 5 on the Oricon album chart.
Mabuta is the theme song for the drama Themis Law School Classroom, which aired in 2023, which follows the story of a judge who is sent to law school as a teacher. She soon realized that the students are only concerned with passing the bar exam.
Yeah, I've heard of this TV drama because it was starred by Keiko Kitagawa. And I firstly got to know her with the live action version of Sailor Moon.
Oh,
she was the Mars.
I remember her. I don't really follow Japanese dramas as much, but I do know some of the names that you just mentioned right now. But yes, Vondi is still a fairly new artist, which I recently liked. I don't know why, I just didn't listen to Tokyo Flash when it first came out. So now that I'm listening, like, very late in like 2 years, I'm like, oh my god, this song's amazing.
Yeah, totally. And he was born in 2000, actually. He's so young.
Very young. I like how Vondi, he doesn't show his face because he believes that if he showed his face, it'll take away from the music. And I think that with new wave of new artists in Japan, they really focus on like not showing their faces with singing or their careers in general. So it's quite interesting.
Yeah, totally. And yeah, I've watched like his live tour video as well. And he was so good for the live performance.
Yeah, he's so creative. I think he's also in school still as well. He's studying at an art college. I forgot which art college it is in Japan. But yeah, I'm excited. I feel like he's him along with recent artists like Ado or Yama, all these other people who don't show their faces. I think he's going to be in the music scene for a very, very long time.
Yeah, totally. And I think Masaki Suda and Nana Komatsu were his cast on his music videos.
Oh, nice. So all these really like famous people are like invested in his career, right?
Yeah, I'm so jealous. I'm wondering like if one of these harem people.
Before we continue our podcast, I have an announcement. Have you ever thought of advertising in our podcast or marketing your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts? Well, look no further. We can potentially make your product or your brand reach potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with an advertising cost that will fit your company's budget. Well, if you are very interested in that, please go onto our website with all the details, which is jtop10.jp, to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Now, new on our list at number 6 is Akatoki Reload by Aiko.
Number 6.
きするほど更新されない、だってずっと好きなんだから、変わらない、変わりたい、もっとちゃんとしたい、だけど今あなたを好きな自分も好きでいたい、唇のほくろに気がついたのは今夜に美味しく酔えたから、抱きしめるほど近く
Aiko is a Japanese singer and songwriter that is famous for her hit songs Ashita, Kabutomushi, Hanabi, and many others.
Aiko began as a radio host in April 1996 after graduating from college. She later released a CD in August that same year.
In July 1998, Aiko debuted on a major label with her first single, Ashita,which was used as the same song for the movie Toire no Hanako-san.
Yeah, Aiko has been in the game for a very, very long time. It's nice to hear her voice again.
Yeah, totally. And I found like a lot of Japanese musicians have a very quite long career、mm-hmm. in this industry. And they're still like creative and produce amazing songs.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's quite difficult for a woman to stay in the game for a very long time, because, you know, once they get married, a lot of them end up taking a long hiatus due to like marriage or like having children of their own. So it's really nice to see her in the game again. I think another person that I also associate her in the same generation is Ayaka. You know Ayaka?
Ayaka.
I think the most like recent famous song she had was the song Niji Iro. I think the drama was... it was some Asadora drama, I think. But she also has multiple hit singles from, for example, I Believe. And there's another song that was very known, Mikazuki. I think if you listen to it, you'll probably hear it at least once, because those songs are like one of her, those two songs are like her well-known songs.
Yeah, I probably may heard of her.
Mm-hmm. But yes, I think I really like Aiko's voice. She has a very unique voice, I feel like. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel the same. Before we moving on, we have another announcement for you. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp, nola@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. And here is our fifth song in our list, Shukufuku, Blessing, by Yoasobi, which increases one place in our rank.
Number 5.
YOASOBI is a Japanese music super duo formed by Sony Music Entertainment Japan, composed of Vocaloid producer Ayase and singer-songwriter Ikura.
After going viral on social media, YOASOBI's 2019 debut single, Yoru ni Kakeru, gave them their breakthrough by reaching the top on the Billboard Japan Hot 100 for 6 non-consecutive weeks.
Shukufuku is the opening to the new 2022 anime Mobile Suit Gundam, The Witch from Mercury. I love YOASOBI. They're such an amazing and talented group.
Yeah, totally. And Ikura was also born in 2000 as well. I feel like this generation are having like really, really amazing musicians and artists booming out.
Yeah, right, and with new artists, especially during this like age right now, I think that Japanese music has been so much more popular now worldwide. I was talking to our past host Lydia. We both agreed that like Japan truly, like Japanese music in general, is finally reaching a new golden age of listeners internationally, and YOASOBI is one of the powerhouses that is bringing people into Japanese music.
Yeah, totally. And another amazing thing for Japanese music is like their classic music, and also they have unique genre for city pop. It's also like quite popular and like internationally.
Have you watched the new Gundam anime?
Oh, I haven't yet, but I heard like it's pretty amazing for this new
series. Yeah, I haven't watched it either, but I've heard great reviews from friends and family and of course on the internet. But yeah, usually for Gundam anime, the protagonist is usually a male character, and this time is a female protagonist. So I'm excited to finally dive in when I have the time to. But yes, I really love YOASOBI, and I can't wait to listen to more music they plan on releasing in the future.
Yeah, totally. And Shukufuku has an English version called The Blessing.
So if you guys want to hear their YOASOBI's versions in English, but it is amazing. The English translations of, or just the English versions of YOASOBI songs, I think they do a very, very good job with translating. And because I feel like most English versions of Japanese songs, I think that the lyrics are sometimes weird, or maybe when the singer sings an English translation song, the beat of the song doesn't match with the original, and YOASOBI does a very good job.
Yeah, totally. And Ikura's pronunciation and accent is pretty good as well.
Okay, without me talking more about YOASOBI being a fangirl, I'm gonna go to our fourth song on the list. New is White Noise by Official Hike Danism.
Number 4.
Oh, き消しながら
Official Hige Dandism is a Japanese pop band formed in Shimane, Japan in 2012 by lead vocalist and pianist Satoshi Fujihara, lead guitarist, backing vocals, vocalist Daisuke Ozasa, bassist, saxophone, backing vocals, Makoto Narazaki, and percussionist and backing vocals by Masaki Matsura.
The word hige translates to mustache, and dandism refers to manly. So in English, the band's name roughly translates to manly mustache or macho mustache.
White Noise is the opening for Tokyo Revengers Season 2.
The song was a strong hook by starting off with a thrilling riff followed by the beautiful melody. Another group I really, really love as well. This is my first time actually hearing this song, and I think that the beginning riff to the song is so misleading because I thought it was gonna be a little. I think the song was gonna be dark, but it's quite like the melody is very upbeat. I feel like.
Yeah, totally, and. Official Higedan is one of my favorite band as well, and White Noise is their new single. The band also produced the opening Crybaby of the first season of their anime mm-hmm. as well. And it's quite a fit for the story of the new season for White Noise.
Since you really like Official Higedanism, Miyabi, what is your favorite song by them?
Well, it's hard to choose because all their songs are pretty good, and I think Satoshi Fujihara is doing a quite good job because a lot of songs are like produced for some animes and TV drama, but the music are just quite a fit, and the music itself has like great qualities. Quality and for this song White Noise, I really like the piano added in the second chorus, and the guitar solo was amazing as well.
Yeah, they always do a amazing job with the instrumentals of every song. For me, my favorite, it's a tie between two songs. The most generic one is of course Pretender, but my second song that I really like them, I think in the same level as Pretender, is Laughter. It was the opening song for another drama. I forgot what is it called, but I really do like the song Laughter a lot. It's a really good song.
Yeah, totally. And another quite new single is Subtitle, which was quite hit in Japan. And it was so good, and I was like keep rolling this music for almost like 1 or 2 weeks, and it just jumped onto the like year annual top song list on my Spotify.
That's nice. Another song that was also very popular too that Hige Danism released was Mixed Nuts from 2022. It was the opening song for the hit anime called Spy Family. And yeah, that one was, I also enjoyed. The first time I listened to it, I didn't really like it so much. But the more I listened to it, I really like it in the end.
Yeah, I like that song as well. And I like Anya so much. He's so cute.
Very cute. Peanuts. Peanuts.
Anya, peanuts 好き.
Kawaii.
I think without further ado, we need to move on to our third song, I Love You by Back Number. which increases 2 places in our list.
Number 3.
が待って飛び方を教えてくれている親切にどうも僕もそんな風に軽やかでいられたら横切った猫に不安を打ち明けながら会いたくなる どんな言葉が願いが景色が君を笑顔に幸せにするだろう 地図なんかないけど歩いて探して君に渡せたらいいと運命の違いは君の顔に書いてあって人生の意味はいつか君がくれた雨の中に入ってた君の周りに浮かんだものに触れて何を作れるだろう どれも些細で頼りない決意で 僕の世界の模様はできてる おしゃれではないけど 唯一のダサさで前のパン屋と踏切の閉まる音ああ君に会いたくなるどんな言葉が願いが景色が君を笑顔に幸せにするだろう地図なんかないけど歩いて探して渡せたらいい道のりと時間を花束に変えて君に渡せたらいい
Back Number is a Japanese rock power trio formed in 2004. The group consists of Iori Shimizu, who does lead vocals and guitar. Our bass guitar and backing vocals is Kazuya Kojima and Hisashi Kurihara on drums.
The group's biggest hit is Christmas Song, which peaked at number one for 3 weeks on the Japan Hot 100 chart and was later certified million by the Recording Industry Association of Japan.
Back Number was asked to write the theme song for the next NHK morning drama series entitled Mayagare, which is premiering this year in October 3rd.
So for like the Christmas song by Back Number, so for last Christmas, I was hanging out with my friends and She listened to some of the Japanese music as well, and she mentioned about the Christmas song, by Back Number. So like, it's been so many years and people still love Back Number.
I know. It's like when a song is so iconic like that, it's always going to be talked for a very, very long time. I think like Christmas yeah. song is the same equivalent to, you know, like Hikaru Utada's song First Love. Like everybody, like after all these years, people still refer to First Love.
Yeah, totally. I think like everyone's covering on their like live.
Yeah.
For like First Love. Mm-hmm. I remember Taka from One Ok Rock covered this song as well. And I think some of Chinese singer covered this song on their live as well.
Yeah, I'm. This is another group that I'm also very happy that they're still continuing their music career. It's like we were saying earlier. A lot of musicians in Japan have a very longevity to their music careers, and yeah, I just like how they're even after all these years, they're still relevant in the music scene in Japan.
Yeah, totally. And they are still quite a big hit in Japan.
Yes. But I'm trying to think of another like Japanese band that has the same amount of years. I think the one that is like that pops up in my head is Asian Kung Fu Generation, because they've been in the Japanese music industry for such a long time as well, and they're still making music till this day.
Yeah, totally. And anyway, it's their first song to be featured on the established morning drama series, so congratulations. Number.
Yeah, I think that like what I really like about Asadora, which is morning dramas in Japan, a lot of new but also old faces appear on Asadora. I think once a person has a role in Asadora, I think they're it's an honor, but also they for new people it secures their spot in the acting scene in Japan. But yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Before we move on to number two of our countdown, I have another announcement. Do you enjoy listening to our episodes and you wish to listen to more? Well, if you join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star member on our Patreon Platinum donor, you can listen to extra songs on this episode. So if you're interested, please find the full details on our website at jtop10.jp/club. Okie dokie. At number two, still solidifying their spot at number two on our list, is the song Kickback by Kenshi Yonezu.
Number two.
Kenshi Yonezu is a Japanese musician, singer-songwriter, record producer, and illustrator.
Kickback is the opening for the new hit anime Chainsaw Man.
Music producer Daiki Tsuneta of King Gnu and Millennium Parade, who co-arranged the song with Yonezu, appears in the music video alongside Yonezu.
It has been revealed that Yonezu did the cover art of the song, and he has also done with songs like M8V7 and Pale Blue. This song is so popular. I think the song is, the first time I was listening to it, I thought it was so chaotic, but although it's so chaotic, I think it's a very addicting song to listen to.
Yeah, totally. And I heard like some comments from people who are professional in music industry. So Kenshi Yonezu took some sample for old music, and they were just feel like so amazing.
Yes.
About it.
So in the beginning of the song where it goes, "Doryok Mirai, a beautiful star," that is from the song "So That We Are Alive" by Morning Musume, where the beginning of that song also goes, "Doryok Mirai, a beautiful star." So he's like, the song all together is just a chaotic masterpiece of mixing and matching the track. It's just, I think it's, I love the opening of this anime as well, because the creator of Chainsaw Man is a big fan of Hollywood films, and so there's so much Easter eggs of references of different movies. So if you guys are very interested in seeing the inspiration of the opening scenes of movies, there's tons of compilations of people comparing those movies on YouTube. And yeah, and please support one of my favorite idol groups too, Morning Musume.
Yeah, Kenshi Yonezu is he's one of my favorite Japanese mm-hmm. musician artists as well. And I guess his dance, no one can copy his dance.
Oh, yes. He's a genius. Him and another artist that I think is equally as creative musical genius is Hoshino Gen. Those two are so creative with their music direction.
Yeah, totally. I totally agree with you. Oh my god. My mind was bumping out Hoshino again, and then you just spit it out. Oh my god.
Yes, I love Kenshi Yonezu, and the general public also loves him too, because he also won multiple awards for his, not this current CD album, but the one before it. I forgot the name of the album was, but it featured the song Lemon, which is a very popular song that came out a few years ago too. But yeah, he won, I think, best album of the year for the year, I think 2018 or 2019, I could be wrong, but yeah, he's just really good, too good.
Yeah, totally. And he started his music as Hachi, as a producer and vocaloid.
I didn't know.
And that's why like his Instagram account called Hachi as well means eight.
Yeah, I did not know that. That's good to know. Because a lot of artists now in Japanese music, they all started off with like a lot of them with Vocaloid music, like utaite songs, and a lot of them do like covers or they just produce their own music on Nico Nico Douga. So that makes a lot of sense. I feel like most people who do start off on like a Vocaloid journey are really good at music in general.
Yeah, totally. And I think there's a lot of people are taking a reference from Kenshin Yonezu's music and learn a lot from him.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to listen to his next hit single.
Yeah, can't wait as well. I think last year maybe his debut for 10 years.
Oh, wow. Has it been that fast already? Wow, I feel so old.
Yeah. Totally. And I think he might have his exhibition in Tokyo. I don't remember the pronunciation for the place.
I know like we were just talking about Hoshino Gen, right? But wouldn't it be amazing if they did a collab, those two together? I think the song that...
Oh, I think...
Do they have a song together?
I think they may not have the song together, but... So, Kenshin Yonezu did this song, Kanden, for a TV drama, which was starred by Hoshino Gen.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
And Hoshino Gen hosted... Hoshino Gen hosted radio program in All Night Nippon. So, Hoshino Gen... will go to his radio for announcement. And the funny thing is Masaki Suda,
yes,
was one of the hosts for All Night Nippon as well. And usually Kenshin Yonezu will go to the Masaki's radio first. But I don't remember which year it was, but Kenshin Yonezu also went to Hoshino Gen's program. So like, they were making fun of it.
Yeah. But I really hope they do a song together someday. But maybe they will. Who knows? Sky's the limit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think when the content finished, I think Yonezu Kenshi, like, he bring this piece to Hoshino Gen and ask about how he's asked about his thoughts, and he feels like just perfect.
Yeah, they're both Tensai, just genius, right?
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to our last song, our first place in our list. Dai Zero Kan means zero feeling. By 10 feet, which increases 2 places in our list.
Number 1.
Thank you. 霞んで消えた轍の先へ、それが最後になる気がしたんだ。
Ten Feet is a Japanese rock band formed in 1997 in Kyoto. Their music style is a mix of rock, punk, heavy metal, reggae, hip-hop, guitar pop, and bossa nova.
Band members include Takuma Mitamura, who are the vocalist and electric guitarist, Naoki Inoue, who is our electric bass guitarist and backing vocals, and Koichi Nakaoka, drums and backing vocals.
Dai Zero Kan is featured as the ending theme for the new movie, The First Slam Dunk, which aired December 3rd.
I think The First Slam Dunk is a lot of, is a memory for a lot of people in their childhood.
Yeah, I grew up watching Slam Dunk as well, but I don't know. I've never heard of this band. Are you familiar with them?
No, not quite, because I didn't watch the first Slam Dunk as well. But I think a lot of fans were so excited about this new movie. So yeah.
I'm quite curious because, you know, we just talked about how they have so much music styles and all these different genres, and I'm quite curious to hear their other music, because that's a lot of genres to put into one song, or just to have it.
Yeah, totally.
So I'm quite curious.
Yeah.
Although we just ended our countdown, we have extra songs that is available for our Patreon Star and Platinum donors.
Now let's introduce our indie spotlight, Hamling, Ewok Say Logout, Planet Logout.
Hamlin is a hip-hop producer based in Fukuoka. who has composed music for various rappers and singers in Japan, including Sushi Boy, Ken the 390, ASIWC, and Noritake Kinashi.
Hamlin has been active as a solo artist since 2018.
He has released three EPs, Cage, No Matter What Happens From Now On, and Algorithm City.
Hamlin's music is available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, and AudioMac.
I wasn't expecting a vaporwave song. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, and I've checked the music video, and it's kind of like style from last century, and it was pretty nice.
Yeah, it feels vintage, but because there's the auto-tune in his voice as well, it makes it very modernized. So yeah, I think it's like this is the direction in a lot of music lately as well. They're trying to bring some nostalgic sounds from other eras in music. So it's nice. I think this is a very solid song.
Yeah, totally. And I usually call them retrofuturism. It's like combining the old times and using like modern tech.
Very nice, very nice. Check them out, guys. Thank you so much, listeners, for listening to our episode of J Top 10. If you are interested, we have a preview for you. Andy and our audio editor, Fred, will bring you a cultures episode in a week from now about Japanese crafts. So don't miss it. Thank you so much, Miyabi. Welcome to the Japan Top 10 family. And I
thank you
hope
so
that
much,
we do
Cassie.
More episodes
it was
together.
A great time spending with you. And Miyabi.
Yes. This was your host, Tassie, and...
Bye, see you soon.
Hope to see you soon, guys. Bye-bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.